The following podcast has been prepared for VCE Business Management 3-4 classes. Please use with cautions, and if you have any concern, refer to the study design or contact your teacher for further clarification. So as you study, commute or exercise, put those headphones in, pump the volume to 11. It's time to explore the world of BizMan. So let's get down to business. G'day guys, welcome to this, the next podcast in the Business Management series, looking at management skills as part of Unit 3, Area of Study 2. So we've previously looked at our management roles, planning, organizing, leading, and controlling. We've looked at our management styles, which are autocratic, persuasive, consultative, participative, and laissez-faire. And right back in Area of Study 1, we've had a brief look at some of the management functions, which include operations, human resource management, marketing, finance, the list goes on and on. So today's focus is looking at management skills. So again, I want to highlight to you the importance of making sure that you don't get all these management somethings mixed up. So management roles, management styles, management skills, management functions, don't get them confused because you're just then going to be thrown away very easy marks in the exam. So, management skills, what are we going to be looking at in today's podcast? We're going to be looking at some of the key management skills. Now, it's important to note that this list of management skills that we're going to look at in today's podcast is not exhaustive, and there are other management skills that might be appropriate for the response that's required in your SAC or in your exam. But before we get into them, it's important to also note that management skills link really well with the management styles. As we look at each of these management skills that we're going to look at in today's podcast, we're going to try and link it back to what we remember from the management styles and try and say whether it is an appropriate management skill required for the style chosen. So the first management skill we're going to look at is communication. Now, if we define communication, we're saying it involves the ability to transfer information from a sender to a receiver and to listen to feedback. So it's really important that we understand that communication isn't just about the speaking of the words or the writing of the words, but it's also the interpretation, the listening, and the understanding and providing feedback from there. So communication is a really important management skill. Now, communication can take many forms, okay? It can take forms of spoken language, written language. It can also be body language, and it can be graphical or iconic in its way to communicate. So why is it important? Why is communication, this two-way process of sending and receiving information, important? Well, it's important, firstly, to get the information out to people. So it's about disseminating the information, distributing it to our employees, to our stakeholders, to those parties that are important to us, so that they understand what is going on. It's also important because good communication normally leads to a good working relationship in an organization. And remember that good communication is also then listening and responding to the feedback that you're given, you get given from the stakeholders or those that are impacted by the communication. A really important thing with communication is to make sure that noise doesn't get in the way of the communication, because if something disrupts the communication, then the message might be and people mightn't understand what was actually said. So noise can take the form of people actually not actively listening to the information, or it could be that the body language is conflicting with the message that's been told, or that the written language, it's too busy. There's too much on the page, or there's too much colours happening that people can't actually understand what's going on. So it's really important that communication is clear and concise, so this process of sending and receiving information can be successful in what it does. So the management styles that adopt communication, well, if we think about them, it's really going to be all of them. Autocratic needs communication because they need to be able to disseminate this information, send it clearly to the employees what the manager has decided to do, okay, with this one-way communication. They need to make sure that what they're saying is very clear so that the people listening can understand it. Then we look at all the other management styles, and we can see that persuasive would need good communication, consultative would need good communication, especially now that we're adopting two-way communication, whereby we need to be able to listen to the feedback given to us by our employees. Participative also and laissez-faire all require good communication. So communication is a universal skill, and like we said when we were looking at management roles, communication is what holds a manager's ability to manage well in good stead. The next management skill we're going to look at in today's podcast is negotiation. So negotiation is the process of reaching a mutual agreement with two parties through discussion and compromise. Think when you're looking at negotiation, think about going to the market, or those of you who have been overseas, you know, bargaining in Bali or Thailand. You've got what you want to pay for it. The shopkeeper's got what they want to pay for it. And then you start negotiating a price until you get to a mutually agreeable price. So negotiation is very similar, a management skill. You'll have party A, which is normally the management, party B, which is either a stakeholder or which could be the employee. And each of them have their own objectives they want to achieve through this negotiation process. So they all have their idea as the negotiation range. They then have discussions, and they come up through these discussions with a compromise position, a compromise solution, where both parties are happy. And it's important that under negotiation that both parties agree with the position that it finds itself in, and that so that it's mutually beneficial to them both, so that someone doesn't walk away going, well, I was pretty much screwed over in that negotiation. So we're talking about the ability to discuss and come to an agreement over conflict issues. So it's involving discussion, it's involving bargaining. Some of the areas that is really important to focus on when you're negotiating is you need to ensure that you set the right atmosphere, that you are approachable, that you set a good atmosphere so that negotiation can actually take place, especially if it's a high conflict issue that you're dealing with. It's also important that you are able to deal with the conflict and stress that might arise, and also know when and how to compromise. So you need to be able to identify what you actually can bend the rules on or not. So with negotiation, this is quite a tricky one when we start linking it back to the styles, because a lot of people go, it might apply to this and might apply for that. Actually, autocratic it won't apply to, because there's no negotiation, the manager tells them what to do. Persuasive, there is no negotiation, the manager tells them what to do. Consultative has some areas of negotiation as part of it, but at the end of the day, it might be. So it's more communication that's happening between the parties rather than negotiation. So we could probably say that consultative management style doesn't really adopt negotiation. Laissez-faire also doesn't need negotiation skills, because the management is leaving the employees to make the decisions. So really, negotiation is a skill for these participative management, where they need to sit down and make a joint decision with the employees, and the decision is normally mutually agreeable between the employees and the employer. So negotiation is a good skill for a manager adopting the participative management style. Next management skill we're going to look at is time management, and time management is the efficient utilization of work time, which involves setting and prioritizing of tasks and allocating time, and most importantly, avoiding time-wasting activities. Now, I'm a bit of poor time management at the moment. I've been planning on doing this podcast for quite a number of weeks, and I've only got around to doing it. So perhaps my time management could improve and avoiding. It's all about making sure that we are meeting our objectives efficiently and effectively. So we're setting the goals to achieve, and that we delegate them and ensure that deadlines are being met. So what management styles would need time management? Pretty much all of them would need time management to a degree. Okay, the autocratic, because the decision needs to be made now, persuasive, consultative, and participative. In particular, consultative and participative, because there's this two-way communication, which can be quite time-consuming, it's important that a manager has good time management so that they're able to manage that negotiation process quite well and that communication process quite well, so that time isn't wasted. Laissez-faire also needs an element of time management, so that when the manager sets the target and sets the objective for that team to achieve, that they set an appropriate time so that it can be effectively and efficiently carried out as required. Delegation is an important management skill. A delegation is whereby the management transfer authority and responsibility from a manager to an employee to carry out the specific tasks. So we're giving tasks, we're giving roles, we're giving authority to more junior staff members. Again, let's have a look at our management styles and see what management styles can have a more decentralized control, decentralized sense of management. And clearly, it's not going to be an autocratic or persuasive manager because they're the ones who make the decisions. More so with delegation, we're looking here at the participative and the laissez-faire. Laissez-faire is the most extreme of delegation, whereby the management leaves it to the employees to make the decisions and carry out the task in the best interest of the business. So what are the benefits of delegation? Well, it ensures that the work is able to be continued to be done while the manager's away. So if the manager's ever sick or something, the work can still be done. It also frees up management time so that they're not doing the mundane day-to-day stuff. They can actually focus on the job at hand and the more important tasks. And it also contributes to job skill development and job satisfaction of employees. They're going to be more likely to be happy because they feel part of the organization. Problem solving and decision making is another management skill that's required by a manager. Problem solving and decision making is the systematic approach to finding and implementing a course of action to correct an unsatisfactory situation. The problem solving or decision making process involves 6 steps, and it sounds somewhat similar to some of the steps we've looked at before, in particular the one with regards to the planning process. The 6 steps are: step 1, we define the objective. Step 2, we outline the facts. Step 3, we decide on the cause of the problems. Why does the problem exist? Step 4, we develop several solutions. Step 5, we select the preferred alternative and implement it. And step 6, we evaluate the effectiveness of the solution. And it's at this stage where the management will decide to continue with the decision that they've made, or if they're as they're evaluating and monitoring the effectiveness, they decide it's not being effective, they go back to step 1 and define the objective as per the 6 steps of the problem-solving process. A good way to remember the problem-solving or decision-making process is the acronym DDoSI. Okay? Define, outline, decide, develop, select, evaluate. That's a good way some students have to remember actually what is going on and what those 6 steps are. DDoSE. Define, outline, decide, develop, select, evaluate. So good decision making will mean that there is good communication, okay? Because a good communication will explain the decision that's being made. It requires good time management, a bit of flexibility, and the manager normally needs some good personal qualities. A good decision and a good problem solver is normally one that's got a good experience, or that they are quite knowledgeable in the area that they're working in through further education. So some of the management styles that might adopt a decision-making process would be the autocratic or persuasive management style. Try not to say that decision-making management skill is needed for a laissez-faire because they don't make the decision themselves. So when you are asked to provide information on what management skills a laissez-faire manager needs, don't give them one that they don't need. It's quite a common error we see in the exam. The next management skill we will look at is emotional intelligence, or EQ. Emotional intelligence refers to an individual's possession of the personal qualities and attributes of self-awareness, self-regulation, motivation, empathy, and social skills. Pretty much what we mean by emotional intelligence is that you are able to relate to people. Okay, that you are a people person and that you have the soft skills, the people skills, to be able to work well with people. So it's the ability to have empathy and to interact positively with the staff. So you show compassion, you show self-restraint. So it creates a good environment for the employees to work in if a manager has good emotional intelligence and good people skills to be able to deal with some of the decisions they need to make. Some management styles that need emotional intelligence or EQ might be the consultative or participative management styles, whereby we are dealing with two-way communication with the employees and we are beginning to listen to their needs. So a bit of empathy and a bit of personal skills might get our managers, our employees to be on board and ready to align their objectives more with the business. Another management skill we could look at is stress management. Stress management are the skills required by a manager to reduce the level of stress and distress in both themselves and their subordinates. So stress management is a good management skill. Finally, it's probably the most important management skill a manager needs, and this is their technical skills. And this represents the manager's ability and knowledge to perform a particular task. So it's knowledge of doing the job that they're there to do, what management function they're there to carry out, and it's having the ability and the education and the knowledge and the skills to be able to carry that out. So technical skills is a really important skill to have for all managers. So with management skills, it's really important that you link it back to your understanding and be able to provide information to the case study on why you chose that skill. It's also important to only choose the management skills that really align themselves with the management styles. Think about the characteristics of the management styles and whether this skill is needed. If not, don't use it. Try and pick one that is more appropriate for the management style that is chosen. Management skills, management styles, management roles, we are going to see now in the remainder of the course. We're going to have a look at them under the operations management function in Unit 3, Area of Study 3, and in Unit 4, Area of Study 1, we look at human resource management, management skills, styles, and roles as it pops its head up again. So make sure you have a good grounding and an understanding of each of these areas, and as we move forward, make sure you refer back to your notes and refer back to your textbook and understand what each of these are. That's it for the podcast. We'll catch you soon.